Yeah, we, you know, I was very disappointed at the end. We have a dressing room that are absolutely gutted. But the lads were excellent, absolutely, from start to finish. I believed in them, they believed in themselves. I think everyone now realises that, you know, the performance that they put on there was absolutely top class. Can't say enough how well they did, every single one of them, from coffee right up to joining, they were absolutely exceptional. Disappointed, every single person is disappointed, I'm disappointed, but they showed a lot of people, how good Irish soccer is and how good Cork soccer is. So it's been, I'm proud of them, the work they did, they were exceptional.
Three-one score,
I thought second
very
half
lucky goal.
We were excellent. Caught in the counter attack. Some great chances. We were unlucky with the penalty. Unlucky with another couple of chances. But you know, the performance was top class, and we were very unlucky to concede the last two goals. I think a lot of people that are watching that as neutral would have said Cork City have some top class players coming through, which is
compared
great.
Compared to the Helsinki game, you lasted the pace much better tonight.
Yeah, it was a different style of play. I mean, we're playing against Roma, who were a different style of play to HJK, so we knew that too. We knew that we were going to be up against a different type of kind of formation and different kind of. They were a bit more direct, which you probably saw too. But look, they were every single one of them did very well.
Did they lay around the penalty kick? You think that had a bearing on Aaron's effort?
Look, Aaron got us there. I mean, the last game, Aaron's penalty got us to where we are now. So, look, it was a great save from the keeper. It was an excellent save. Aaron took the penalty very well and the keeper made a great save. So, these things happen. We were unlucky with a couple of other chances. And, I mean, it got to a point that they were bringing on centre-backs to an old match that came on. And they were obviously holding out. They got a huge shock over here as well. They weren't expecting us to be as strong, and the support was absolutely exceptional from start to finish. I mean, the support at the end, even when we were walking off, was a huge help to us throughout the game. It's only half time in the game, you know. I mean, we believed in it behind it all. We believed, the players believed, that we were going to have a go off that game. Yes, Roma mightn't have believed that they were going to get such a tough game, but we definitely believed in it. And like everybody could see there how good Cork City are under 19 level, and these lads are going to progress on, and the experience that they get from that game will really stand to them.
Chidozie was a marked man, really, wasn't he?
I mean, the first half
they double teamed him, like.
Yeah, the second half, obviously the first half they would have he got a lot of joy down the left hand side, but second half they obviously doubled up on him, and Denzel Lynn started coming well into the game in the second half. Aaron joined him was exceptional. Every single one, Key and Alec, were exceptional. The back four did very well. It's a different level when you came up against, especially when you look at the first, you know, 15 minutes. The standard speed of play was different to what they've ever experienced before. This is a professional team that are, you know, they're one of the top, they're ranked number 7, I think, in the world from producing players in the top 5 leagues. So that's what you're up against. You're up against a top class team. And I think they got a huge shock there. They weren't expecting us to be. And at times that game, we dominated that game. So, I mean, Cork soccer is going very well, and I mean, these lads have a very bright future going ahead.
Should you have had a second penalty at one stage when the Roma players had a jersey up? I think it was over Aaron Drennan's head, and did you feel the referee left a lot of stuff go in Roma's favour?
That's the referee. I mean, there was times that they were calling for things, there were times we were calling for things. The referee's closer, so the referee would obviously. We get a chance to look at it again and have a look at them incidents that they got. We obviously got one penalty, which I didn't really see because it was obviously dragging inside the box. The referee was close, the referee seen that. So, I mean, I have to give the referee the benefit of the doubt in that situation, that he's closer, he makes the decision.
Aaron's goal as well, though, was absolutely top class.
Excellent. It was an excellent finish. Great ball, great finish. And, you know, going one down so early was obviously a huge disappointment. We spoke to them about the possibility of that happening and to keep focus and keep our plan, and we equalised very, very quickly again, you know. So I was delighted on that side about how the plan that we had and the little setback that we got with the first goal and how we reacted after that.
I suppose the message to the lads now is that the tie's not over, go over there, get a goal.
No, that's what we spoke in the huddle at the end. We said, look, this is only half time. We said that the lads did themselves proud, and the work that they put in, you know, showed out there. The performance was exceptional. I mean, anybody that's watching that is looking at that, and you're playing against professional players, and the performance was exceptional from them, from every single one of them. And they were very unlucky to get two late goals, and a draw was the minimum that they probably deserved in that game. And I think anybody that was watching that game would have understood that as well.
You were so on top at stages during the game. Did you feel yourself there's work to be done on delivery of the ball from set pieces, particularly corners? You're not beating the first man. And yeah, it was noticeable that you got a succession of corners and never got the ball past the near post, you know?
Yeah, in the first half we had one or two, and we changed the corner taker as well. But look, we worked on that. We've worked prior to it as well on the set piece and stuff like that. And sometimes it can be very difficult to get, especially when they have some lads that are very, you know, big physically. And very strong in the air. So we spoke to our lads about the difference of professionalism, and like that our lads put in a performance there with like any professionals, you know, and they've trained the last 2 weeks like professionals. They sacrificed a lot, they dedicated a lot. I mean, I couldn't have asked any more from every single one of them.
That stood to them, didn't it? The training, they were much. No, it was a different game. It wasn't a helter-skelter game like against Helsinki, but.
No, it was different. I mean, like we knew what Rome, the way Rome were going to play, and they played similar enough to what we expected. They have two exceptional strikers. They have four or five players that play Serie A. So, I mean, that's what you're looking at. They're missing a player tonight because he's with the first team tomorrow night in the Europa League. So, like, you're up against top-class professionals, and some of these lads are touted to be some of the best players in Europe in the next couple of years. So, I mean, you're up against some top-class professionals. So, I mean, that's what our lads, the forms they put in there really shows how good we've become. Yeah, I think like we've always, as we said, like the first goal we conceded, the crowd picked us back up and crowd got behind us. The first game against Helsinki, the crowd were exceptional. Same there. I mean, there was most of the crowd stayed till the end and waited for the team to come off the pitch, and the singing and everything, the chanting in front of the lads, that means huge to them. Like they know how well they did, and the crowd know how well they did. And when we missed that penalty, that was a setback. There's no question about it. But that was all part. We've all said that there will be setbacks in games, and there will be on situations in games that'll happen. So we knew that we need, when the crowd got us back going again, and we dominated the next 10-15 minutes again. So I mean, I couldn't ask any more from the lads on that side of it.
I know it's a bit soon to look back on what might have been, but you conceding two late goals and you not making a sub over the course of the game, would you, in retrospect, should you have brought on a player a little bit earlier?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be happy enough with what I did. I think our lads were playing very well. We're doing exceptionally well. We were unlucky. We had chances. We were dominating the game. We conceded, and we went, got back on top again. And we were unlucky. We were caught again. We were caught in a counter-attack. And, I mean, we had possession in good position just prior to that goal. So these things happen in games, unfortunately. And we pushed on to get a goal. And they broke, and they caught us in a counter-attack. When they were obviously defending, they broke quick. So I thought our lads were exceptional, every single one of them. There's not one of them I could turn around and say that deserved to be taken off, or, you know, was tiring or anything like that. And as I said before, coming into a game like that, it's a huge situation to come in with the adrenaline, with the intensity and everything like that. And playing against a team like Roma, as you saw in the first half, it took us 10 minutes to kind of get into the game, because the speed of play and the technical and tactical ability of the lads, it made a big difference.